Dave McCurley coming to you live from Randy Smith Funeral Home. Randy Smith, where we are having the first annual car show today here at Randy Smith. And, of course, there's over 30 cars out here and playing great music on WSGN. Live on WSGN, Dave McCurley, as we're here at the first annual Ultimate Car Show, the Ultra Car Show, Car Show. I'll get it right here in a minute. At Radney Smith, and I've got Miss Kristen Eliff with me, and we're going to talk about the ARC for a minute because it is a nonprofit organization, and of course, you depend on funding from citizens and from people and from events like this. We want people to come out today. The heck with rain. It's not going to rain. I got a feeling it's going to hold off, but all these beautiful cars, we're going to have a split the pot. We're giving things away from Shane has been great here at Radney Smith. You guys are really right across the road here, aren't you?
Right. We're just right up the road here on 3rd Street in front of the old Board of Education. Easy to find us.
Absolutely.
We'd love for people to stop by anytime to see what we're all about.
And they can see how much of a need this community needs to support our ARC. Now, Sunshine Saturday is coming up in May. May 10th is always Mother's Day. And I got to tell you, if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift, they usually have plenty of plants, plenty of things down there to buy. My mother, I've always gone down there and bought her a plant for Mother's Day. But I got to tell you, that is a huge fundraiser, along with in the fall, you have the fishing that the Davis Bait Company does with William Davis and those guys. That's also a big fundraiser. But you guys need this all year round.
That's right. That's right. So the ARC depends strictly on donations, funding. The funding comes from whatever people can help, mainly these events, these fundraisers like Sunshine Saturday, the fishing tournaments. There are people that we have partnerships with that help us. But we need people to come out, participate. The ways that they can help us, they can come volunteer their time at our events. They can provide donations, anything, just getting the word out there about us.
And I got to tell you, the donations, let me get this straight, because it is for the citizens of the ARC. But you and I were talking a little bit off air, what a blessing it is for those citizens' families. It's not just for the citizens, it is, but it's also for their families as well.
Right. This provides adults with opportunities that they normally wouldn't have.
Right.
The clients there get learning opportunities. They also have opportunities to visit places they've never visited. They learn life skills. There are lots of things that are going on there that I don't think people really realize. And so we are very blessed to have Leah Allen leading the ARC right now, and she has done a tremendous job in just getting out there and getting the community involved and getting people to help.
So. And you know, you mentioned those citizens got to go, some of them, to the University of Alabama here not long ago.
Yes.
It's things like that they would probably never get to do.
That's right. That's right.
And, of course, right down the street here from Randy Smith, I want to say this, because if somebody just wants to help and they just want to walk in and give a donation, you guys welcome that wholeheartedly.
And they also have a website, the ARC of South Talladega County, mm-hmm. and there's opportunities on there that you can also provide donations just by giving online.
And Miss Leah and her staff, they always get with me. Leading up to Sunshine Saturday, we're going to promote that huge. It's one of the bigger events that we have. And then also, Ms. Sanaya Thomas out here today helping, but we're going to talk with her in just a little bit. That's Ms. Leeds Teen, I believe. And, of course, I want to just thank you, because you do a lot in this community.
Oh, well,
whether
thank you.
You recognize it or whether you don't, you and your husband and just precious people, but we're going to have a 50-50 split to pot for the ARC. Tickets are only $5.
Yes, come out and support us.
Hey, I mean, that if you win that, that'd be a nice pizza party for those basketball games tonight,
yes,
wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Hey, go ahead.
I just want to say again, thank you to everyone here that's here today supporting this event. Thank you to the board members. We have Seneca Thomas out here just providing leadership for the ARC, and we just appreciate all those that are here helping support the needs of the community.
Absolutely, and I want to thank Shane here at Radney Smith. This car show, he told me earlier in the week, if he had 20 cars, he would be really happy. There's probably 40 out here. He is just ecstatic. And the more people we get, maybe that's more money we get for the ARC.
That's right. And there may be still opportunities if people are wanting to be a vendor at Sunshine Saturday. There may
Absolutely.
Be opportunities still there. So just reach out to Leah Allen at the ARC, and she can give you all the information you need.
Yeah, there's always things over there, games for the, you know, for the young people. There's always food. There's always plants. And not just plants, but other vendors that sell T-shirts and, you know, pictures and things of that nature. So it's just a huge event. Miss Kristen, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for letting us share today.
You are very welcome. And we're going to have Miss Sanaya Thomas on with us here in just a few moments. Coming to you live from the first annual Ultimate Car Show down at Radney Smith Funeral Home. Dave McCurley and I'm being joined right now by Miss Kristen Eliff. And how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And this is beautiful with all these cars out here, isn't it?
It's amazing.
And I wanted to talk with you, too, about the ARC, because we've got a chance to promote Sunshine Saturday, which is going to be May the 10th, but also we're going to have a drawing or a split the pot, and the money's going to go to the ARC.
That's right. That's right. And so we are really, really appreciative of everyone that's come out today to support this event. I'm not sure if many people know about the ARC, but the ARC is a nonprofit that provides services for adults with cognitive disabilities and other disabilities. And they do a lot of things for these clients of theirs that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
And, of course, we always love supporting the ARC in and around Sylacauga. It's been a great thing. And, of course, Sunshine Saturday is going to be all about the ARC. Tell you what, I'm going to get Kristen to hang around for just a moment. I'm going to talk to her again here about this event and all the money, where it's going for the ARC, and what people can do to also help with the ARC. Because I know
great. Everybody's
always looking for help,
yes.
Correct? Dave McCurley coming to you live from Radney Smith Funeral Home in Sylacauga, where we've got a huge crowd out here. It is the first annual Radney Smith Ultimate Car Show, and that's going on today. And I know, of course, you know, the rain showers are all around, but you know what? We've got cars, we've got trucks, we've got all kinds of old vehicles that are just ready to for you to come and look at. This is the first time that Shane and his company has put this on, and it is a huge success so far. We've got bouncy houses for kids. I've got 98.3. Yeah, I got all kind of stuff to give away here. And, of course, great, great music right here on WSGN, the old music that they love at these car shows, and we're going to be playing that. We're going to be here all the way up until 1 o'clock. Come by and see me. Doesn't cost a thing. There's food vendors out here. There's all kinds of things for you to see. And I'm telling you now, I got my eyes on several of these vehicles. They're going to be, we're going to be giving away some door prizes today that Shane has got for us as well. And we're going to be announcing that and having a lot of fun. So come on by and check us out. WSGN today, all the way up until 1 o'clock right here at Radney Smith Funeral Home. The car show will last a little longer. If you love these old-time cars and trucks, come on out here and check it out. Dave McCurley coming to you live at Radney Smith Funeral Home. It is the first annual Ultra car show here, and we've got a lot of great cars and a lot of great trucks and vehicles out here for you to come and see. It doesn't cost you a thing. We've got a split the pot that's going to be happening later on today, $5 a ticket for that. And, of course, all the proceeds of that go towards the ARC. But I've got somebody here with me from Sylacauga High School that's better looking than any of these cars out here. I'm going to embarrass her. But Miss Sanaya Thomas, you are Miss Leeds Area Team,
yes,
correct?
Sir, I am.
For this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you so much.
Well, and I got to ask you, your dad is on the board. He, you know, he was just here when we were talking to Kristen Ellif just a few moments ago. He's also works in Birmingham with construction work.
Yes, sir.
And your mom, tell us about her.
My mom is a part of the Sylacauga City Schools Board of Education.
Wow.
And my mom works at Wells Fargo Bank. She's a branch manager there in Sylacauga, Alabama.
And I tell you what, you're a busy young lady. You started doing this pageantry thing when you were 5.
Yes, sir.
Correct me? Wow, and you've won 2 or 3 titles.
Yes, sir. My very first title was Miss Phoenix City's Teen.
Wow.
Where I was able to represent Phoenix City at Miss Alabama's Teen last year in March. And this year, I've won the prestigious title of Miss Leeds Area's Teen. And I was able to compete for Miss Alabama's Teen just at the beginning of March this year.
Wow, and you're out here today with your crown on and well-dressed, and you've got people out here with you, but you're walking around and taking pictures with some of these people in these cars. But I got to ask you, everybody's going to want to know, when you do these pageants, what's your talent?
My talent is baton twirling, so
wow.
I'm actually a majorette for Sylacauga High School.
There you go.
And one day, I'm going to be an Auburn Tigerette majorette one day.
War Eagle. I hear you.
So, yes, I love twirling baton, and so my talent for competing in pageants, like I competed at the beginning of March, and I was able to twirl baton, and I'm also a competitive baton twirler at Revolutions Baton Studio here in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Well, you know, I'm a former Sylacauga graduate myself.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to tell you what year because you'll think I'm old and decrepit, but I also was a football manager at Auburn.
Oh, really?
Yes, and so I've got Auburn in my blood. Did you stay up and watch the basketball game last night?
I did not.
Wow, I can't believe. We ended up winning, so we're in the Elite Eight, and we're going to play tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Auburn will be on our sister station, Kix 100.3. But, Sanaya, thank you for stopping by and just talking with
me. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, and future pageants, what are you going to do next?
I think next title I'm going to compete here in Sylacauga, Alabama, and then next year we're going to Miss Alabama's Teen.
Wow, I hear you. Good luck here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miss Sanaya Thomas here, as she's getting ready for more and more pageants. And we're going to get you ready and back to this car show out here. Great cars and trucks. Come on by and see them. Shane and his staff have just done an absolute brilliant job setting this thing up. We got bouncy houses. We got food out here. You can vote on the cars. We got the Radio Alabama truck out here. And I'm playing great, great music from the past, the best past. It is WSGN. Dave McCurley coming live to you at Radney Smith Funeral Home. It is the site of the first annual Ultra Car Show. And I got to tell you, I got Marty Garrett here with me, and he's one of the main cogs here. I know that Shane depends on him and his wife, but I want to talk a little bit. How did this come about? Do you know, I mean, I know Shane's a car lover, but how long has this been in the making?
I would say we've been working on it probably about 6 months, but Shane is a car lover, and he, this is one of the dreams he wanted to do. A lot of our other sister funeral homes does this at their location. It's been a big hit with them. A couple of them even do, like, close to Christmas and do a Toys for Tots drive, and you bring a present to enter your car. But today we did a totally free entry and got food trucks here, bouncy house.
Yeah, and you got awards you're going to give away here at around 1 o'clock for the best cars and things. But you also got Miss Leeds Area Teen walking around. She's from Sylacauga High School. But also, Marty, there's a Split the Pot that right. You can buy a ticket for $5, already up to $250, $260, and you're going to get half of that. The other half goes to the ARC, and people don't understand how important the ARC is to South Talladega County.
Right. We thought it was important to give back to somebody needy here, and the ARC has been one of our true friends here right up the street from us. So you buy one ticket for $1 or up to as many tickets you want to buy for $1.
Well, and here we go. Come on down, because we've got food, cars, trucks of any kind for you to look at. We're playing great music from WSGN, and, of course, Marty and them are going to be here. He and his wife, they're going to help Shane. We're giving away door prizes. We've given away some nice things for door prizes. Got some more to give away here in just a few moments. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to tally up the votes for the winning cars and trucks in this show. And then we're going to have the winner of the Split the Pot. And half of that, like we said, goes toward the ARC. No charge on these cars and trucks here today, but like Marty said, we got bouncy houses. We've got food trucks, food vendors, so you can come here and eat. It's just a great thing to come out here for the whole family. And you know what? It's not 100 degrees today.
No, the weather's perfect. We thought we was going to have some rain, but it blew by us, and the weather is perfect, very comfortable.
Absolutely. So come on out and check out Marty. Check out Lisa and Shane and the whole crew here at Radney Smith. And, of course, we want to see you, too. Come on by my table. I got some things to give you away here, some Radio Alabama swag, and maybe see who's going to win these wonderful trophies here in just a little bit.